This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 100 people have been killed, hundreds of others injured after multiple blasts at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo. And according to police, a total of 3 churches and 3 hotels have been hit, including Shangri-La. One ambulance driver describes how he was called to respond.
About 9 a.m. today, I was asked to take my ambulance to the Kochikade church because I was informed that there's a big blast in Kochikade church. So we went there and we whoever they are, the casualties, we transported them to the National Hospital, and then we have been advised to come to the Shangri-La.
Footage from local media showed damage from the blast inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with injured. Colombo National Hospital says that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from 2 leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions but did not give any details. Sudanese authorities have arrested several top members of the former ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir in a move that could bolster military rulers who were under mounting pressure by protesters to hand power to civilians. In another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of Bashir's rule, their Transitional Military Council, or TMC, said it will retire all 8 of the officers ranked lieutenant general in the National Intelligence and Security Service. Opposition groups had demanded that the security agencies be reconstructed. The armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo. This is just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at the hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola